Good morning. This is a national broadcast by your princess. All hail Princess Priya. All hail Princess Priya. Advertisement break. All hail Princess Priya. All hail Princess Priya. All hail Princess Priya. Oh, I'm feeling a little bit ag today, a bit aggy. I think that's how the young people say it. And the more time I spend talking to people, the more I realise I'm not young anymore. And actually, I am quite young. The number that I am starts with a 3. I don't think that's very old. However, it seems like it is. Don't even get me started on technology, because I know I'm quite good at technology. I'm really good at some parts of technology, but some parts make me feel like a dinosaur. So to all those people whose age starts with a 4, 5, 6, or numbers that can't be said right now, because it's before the watershed, I might understand how you feel sometimes when you feel like a dinosaur, or when your great-great-great-great-great-grandchild can come to you and turn on an iPad, and the only thing you know about iPads is how to spell the word iPad. Eek. Yeah, so I had a whole conversation yesterday about technology and gaming with two people who are only a little bit younger than me, but might as well have been. We might as well have been from different planets. I had no idea what they were talking about. And I felt incredibly I felt incredibly thick, to be honest. I just didn't understand it. And I was asking questions that were really basic. And yeah, things like, so what is that? Is that a game? Right. Where do you play it? Do you play it with a thing? Do you need a device to play it? Right. Where do you get that device from? Okay, that bit I do know some answers to, but still, it's good to ask the young people where they would get it from, because I know where to get adult stuff from, like Amazon and eBay, but it's good to ask the young people where they are getting this stuff from as well. And then things, you know, so what would the rough price of that be? What version of it would I need? Would it be compatible with my telly? Is that how I would play with it or use it or set it up? I don't even know what the word is. Do I play with it? Do I use it to play with? I don't understand. I apologise to anyone younger than me listening to this, pulling their hair out. And to all the people older than me, or equally as rubbish at technology, on that aspect of technology, you're very welcome. This was not the bit that I had planned to talk about today, but it obviously needed to come out. So have I got anything else to say about technology? Probably loads. Do I want to talk about it now? Probably not. But I feel like there was something I wanted to say about gaming before I finished. Can I remember what it is? Probably not. Yeah, well, I don't understand the difference between a PS4 and a PS5. I'm guessing it's a bit like iPhone 11, iPhone 12. I'm not interested in either of those. Give me one a few back, that's fine. But is it the same as that? For example, is it the same then as, it's so difficult to talk about because it's not something I know. So to then ask questions about something I don't know is even more brain cells. And I just don't think I've got enough of them, really. Not at this time of day, anyway. I've only had one coffee. At least play some violins for me, people. You know, come on. What's the question? Spit it out, Priya. It's, yeah, so if you went for an older version, is that okay? Will it play all the stuff? Will it die within 6 months? Because, not because of its age, though that's how I feel sometimes, but because it's an old version. So, you know, after a while, old phones, they don't send you updates for. So it's like carrying around a piece of useless kit. And when you're a useless piece of kit yourself in technology, you don't really need to carry around another piece of useless blooming kit. Anyway, that is far too taxing a section on technology that I didn't even realise was going to happen. So I need to have a quick lie down before I do the next section. Bye. Advertisement break. Don't look in mirrors. Today's episode actually was planned to be about a certain company, Amazon, and their deliveries and their policies. No, not really their policies. I can happily admit that I have a very dangerous addiction to Amazon. I have, you know, I am an enabler because I've enabled myself to buy from them. I am gonna need to seek support someday, probably. But the trouble is, it's just made too easy by them. They sucked me in, and I can't see the wood for the trees anymore. It just looks so shiny and nice. And then having Amazon Prime is the same as needing oxygen. How can you do without it? How? You can't. Unless you're older than me and you don't know it exists. Because, you know, that links to what I was saying before. If you don't understand what I said before, that's your problem. You should listen to it again. So, yeah, they hook you in with the oxygen that you must have, the Prime. The Prime. That sounds so much better than Amazon Prime. If that becomes famous, I said it here first. The Prime. And then, you know, you get used to the Prime and that way of life. And then when you order something like, I don't know, your brother-in-law from China and you can't prime it, it's just weird. You don't know what to do. It's, what do you mean you can't arrive here tomorrow? I don't get it. I pay for Prime. But I pay for Prime. But I have the Prime. I expect you here tomorrow. Usually that's the case. You can expect it here tomorrow. However, when it comes to December and you've got Prime, it suddenly becomes, yes, you still have Prime. Yes, you'll still get it the next day. And then when you get to the final page, it becomes clear that actually what they mean by the next day is 3 days later / 5 days later. No reduction in cost. I wish they would just be upfront and say, December is absolutely awful. We're completely fucked because we're delivering even more shit to your doors. We can't cope. So in December, we're going to give you £10 off because you're going to order shitloads more anyway. And we can't promise 24-hour delivery. It would be nice if they did that, wouldn't it? Also, just on one last little bit. On Amazon, who I can't live without, not criticising them. If anyone wants to send me vouchers, always open. It's the fact that they assault my door when they knock on my door. I don't know why it is necessary to give me a heart attack every single time. I am a very jumpy person when it comes to noise, so okay, that equates for 5%, but still, the way that my door is attacked by Amazon every single day is not very friendly. And if they put that on the Prime advert, you know, here's the Prime. We deliver in 24 days. However, we also will assault your door. Yes, of course, I'd still have it, but at least I would know about it when I signed up for it. It'd be like, okay, yeah, that price, 70 quid for the year, is absolutely brilliant to get things the next day. Oh, terms and conditions, they assault your door. Okay. Oh, and in December, it's not really 24 hours or the next day. It's whatever we feel like. You know, that would be nice if they could just be upfront and honest about it. Don't even get me started on the reviews. Oh, and all these companies that apparently make the first 6 pages of stuff that you want, that you've never heard of, the companies. Don't even get me started. That's another day. Haven't got enough for that. No. I need to be way more tired to talk about that. Forget it. Advertisement break. Because I'm worth it. And you're not.